Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in hour number two, starting right now, and you are in luck because we are a second half team here. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno, for hour number two, getting you ready for Super Bowl 58, Sunday, February 11th from Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Frank and Matt behind the scenes in the producer's role, Sirius Channel 159 radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. We are seeing early market trading here. San Francisco 49ers, they opened as the 2-point favorite. Now it's -1.5, even -1 out there. So we are seeing some initial money on the Kansas City Chiefs as the short dog, 47.5 being the total. That seems to be the consensus number out there available right now. 2 weeks until kickoff, I guess a little bit less here, guys, is what kickoff for the Super Bowl, usually around 6:30, 3:30 Pacific time. So one in the hook. 47.5 being the total. Your initial thoughts on this opening number for the Super Bowl, Mark?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, look, you know, it was probably about week, when was it? 10, 12? Let me go back and just look at the 49ers here for a second, because I remember several odds makers out there exclaiming that the 49ers were 5.5 points better than every team in football on a neutral field. Yeah, I think it was after they smoked the Eagles. That's when it was. After they beat the Eagles 42-19 in week 13, odds makers have said, right now we have the 49ers power rated better than 5.5 points to every team in football on a neutral field. Nobody really disagreed. Then they came in week 16 and got spanked by the Ravens at home. And that sort of changed things a little bit. Odds makers still do not believe metrically in the Kansas City Chiefs, and they have reason not to. They're not very metrically, you know, they're not a sound team. Their offense isn't great. They don't score a lot of points. They play these slog defensive games nonstop. And, you know, it makes it tough to handicap them as a favorite because they don't play a lot of offenses that are as bad as they are, especially down the stretch, right? That's what it boils down to. Nobody's going to argue the 49ers have a better offense than the Chiefs. Of course they do. No one's going to argue against the fact that these two defenses are pretty darn close. Of course they are. So it makes sense that San Francisco would be a favorite. I even think opening at 2.5, you know, or 2 where they opened is probably giving Kansas City more credit than they deserve, because I would have opened this line at 2.5 or 3. I think San Francisco metrically and from a power rating standpoint and how odds makers do this is that much better. But recency bias and the fact that it is the Chiefs, and we saw this Super Bowl matchup, what, 4 years ago, right? Is that sound about right? 3 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Never was. So, it wasn't that long ago that these two teams matched up. Same head coaches, not the same quarterbacks, but some of the same personnel, most of the same personnel for the Chiefs, with the exception of Tyreek Hill. Lots of different personnel for the Niners, but all that said, you know, the Chiefs in the playoffs are a tough sell. I mean, look, you know what this is telling you from the beginning? Just pick the winner. The spread doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to take this, you may as well just money line bet either side. What are you worried about here? What are you going to lay 1.5 or take 1.5 for? On the off chance the game lands on one? Come on. You know, just everyone's going to money line this. It's not going to matter. So I'll probably stay away from the side. I'll look to the total. The public, I think, is going to bet this thing up immediately. I think sharps will try to bet it down, knowing that the Chiefs can't score. I mean, the Chiefs didn't score a single point in the second half of that football game today. Is there reason to believe that they will again? I don't know. It's hard to tell. I will say this much about the 49ers defense the last 2 weeks. Didn't see them not playing this well. They gave up 21 and 31. Then again, the Chiefs are not, you know, a team that, you know, Andy Reid will play to the game script that's out in front of them. My basic thing is that I think the Chiefs are going to score more than 20 in this game because the Niners defense, I think teams have started to figure it out, or at least good teams 3 weeks in a row now are going to start to figure them out.
Fair enough, Mark. I mean, yeah, I'm looking it up here. We got February 2nd, 2020. One of the last big events before the whole world changed and we shut down. I remember watching this game from MGM in Las Vegas, Nevada, in their sports book. It was a heck of an atmosphere. And it was the Kansas City Chiefs 31, San Francisco 49ers 20. That's how that game finished, from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. So, yeah, it was 2020. I guess it was technically four Super Bowls ago, Mark. Kansas City won it 31-20. Did you actually bring in anything from that matchup, you know, in terms of it affecting this time, like a revenge angle or I guess these two teams facing off in this big game? Or is that just kind of, you know, a little bit of fodder for you?
I don't think the revenge angle matters that much, like at this point, for something 4 years later. I mean, for the Niners fans, it will. For Kyle Shanahan, it will. But again, how many players are on the field for that game that were, you know, are still playing in it? I mean, I think there's a handful, but.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that it necessarily matters that much. I think you'd look more at that, like, division games in season, where you look at that revenge angle a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you. I personally don't. I think revenge angle in sports betting is overblown personally. But, you know, two teams in the Super Bowl, they're going to want to win the game. It's like, you know, motivation is, at least in my opinion, not a big part of the handicap. That was Patrick Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo. I believe was that quarterback matchup. And San Francisco had the number one defense in the NFL back then, but still went down 31-20. In case you're wondering, it was followed by 2021 Tampa Bay knocking off Kansas City 31-9. That was Tom Brady's final Super Bowl. Then it went to 2022 with the Rams beating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. And then just last year, Kansas City Chiefs trying to go back-to-back as they won it 38-35 over the Philadelphia Eagles from State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. We've been on a West Coast Super Bowl kind of run here. This will be three straight, going from Inglewood to Glendale to now Las Vegas, Nevada with the Super Bowl locations. So just a little recap there, guys, of past Super Bowls. Also a little bit more of an overtrend, at least last year, 38-35, one of the higher scoring Super Bowls of recent memory. Kansas City 31-20, I believe that game went over as well, the 2021, this rematch that we're going to see here with the Chiefs and the 49ers. Can't wait for it, guys, as we are 2 weeks away. Preparation time is at the forefront, and I believe that it brings in a little bit more of a coaching angle, which we'll break down on the other side, guys. And we'll also kind of dig deep into the matchup on the field, where these lines are going, where we think they'll close as well, both side and total. So don't go anywhere. He's Mark Zeno. Follow him on Twitter, at Mark Zeno. I am Drew Martin on Twitter, at Drew Martin Betts. Short break, more on the other side. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Sports Grid, pro football full circle. Drew Martin and Mark Zeno holding it down here. We are going to be getting you ready for Super Bowl 58 from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sirius, Channel 159 radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. Huge shout out on Twitter to everybody chiming in, shouting us out, where you agree, where you disagree. All is welcome. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Betts. Also Mark at Mark Zeno. We got Frank and Matt behind the scenes in the producer's role. And Leg Show Magazine on Twitter. Shout out to you, buddy. Super Bowl teams are staying in different hotels in the Lake Las Vegas area, about a half hour east of the Strip. I've been to Lake Las Vegas. Nice place. And that's exactly what I thought. So thanks for that, Leg Show Magazine. Not exactly what I thought in terms of I knew Lake Las Vegas, but I knew that they would be staying at nicer hotels, not on the Strip. Like, I didn't think they'd be staying at, like, Caesars, like a party place there. That would just be kind of... That would be kind of stupid from a player personnel standpoint, at least in my opinion, to have your guys. Because I think that the players are going to run into a little bit of an issue here. The NFL saying what they can't walk into a sports book of any sort. I believe I even saw, guys, maybe you can help me behind the scenes, Frank, Matt. Can they not place like any type of bets? No betting, no gambling at all? Meaning like they can't go to the craps table and make a bet if they wanted to? Because that part of it would be, I don't know, that'd be a little bit, you know, strict. But hey, it is correct. Wow, that they cannot bet at all. I wonder if there's actually going to be an issue with that. I mean, you would think that the guys, this is a big enough game where they wouldn't. But I don't know. What if one of them kind of does? That'd be terrible. It'd be terrible marketing, you know, for that individual. But I'm sure that they're told many, many times not to do it. Just yeah, guys, we got Lake Las Vegas, both teams staying there. Also, we got the Chiefs. They are going to be using the Raiders facility in Henderson. So busing there, doing all of their pregame preparation for the big game at the Raiders facilities. And the 49ers are going to be using UNLV's practice facilities. So, yeah, should be, you know, I don't see any advantage there for either of the two teams. I guess you could maybe make an advantage type angle towards the 49ers, less travel, probably more fans in the stadium, although I wouldn't put too much into it. I'm not personally, I mean, first off, they have 2 weeks to travel to Las Vegas. So in terms of like travel time, I don't think that's going to matter much. Plus, we need to also, you know, point out the fact NFL teams and travel is about as nice as it gets in kind of sports betting realm in terms of this isn't like a lower level college basketball team going across country, guys. This is two NFL teams making a short trip, extra time to do so, staying at nice facilities. They both have, you know, top notch facilities here. UNLV's practice facilities are good. The Raiders are great. So I guess you could maybe point towards a small advantage angle towards the 49ers with a few more kind of fans in the stadium. But you got to remember as well, the Super Bowl atmosphere, which I've been to a couple of them, I worked one of them. It's really not that like wild and crazy. I wouldn't put too much into like the sound or, you know, that really helping one side or the other. It's more of like a corporate feel. It's very expensive to get into the game. It's, you know, it's going to be a lot of people at the game, but in terms of like, you know, Saturday night in Baton Rouge, where it's very, very loud and, you know, it's not going to be like that, guys. So I'm not putting any sort of, you know, huge angle, huge advantage to either one of these two teams. With the location, Mark, do you see any type of advantage you would throw out there that maybe sports bettors need to be aware of with it being in Las Vegas, an advantage to either one of them?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, Super Bowls in general are designed to be pretty neutral. I mean, you know, the 1 year Tampa played in their own building, that was the COVID year. So nobody was in the stadium anyway, or it was this limited crowd in the stadium anyway. So, you know, what does it matter? I think they do a really good job for the most part at keeping things fairly neutral for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see any advantage at all. Well, let's kind of project where these lines are going, kind of opening line looks here. As it's San Francisco, they opened 247.5 being the total. So Kansas City Chiefs as the underdog. We're now mostly seeing -1.5. So a half a point move here towards the Chiefs, 47.5 being the total. Mark, you kind of alluded towards San Francisco maybe being, you know, you could see the line going there. I'll actually make an argument towards the other side. I think throughout the course of the next 2 weeks, I think the Chiefs take more money. I would not be surprised if this game kicks, you know, the 49ers as 1-point favorites or even pick them. I guess an outside shot at the Chiefs being favored. And mainly it's because of Patrick Mahomes. That's the reason I think the Chiefs might take money here, man. What's your overall look on where this line ends up?
I don't know. Again, I don't know that matters. If you're at two or less on either side, you just play the money line. Like, what are you really banking that you're going to land on one? Games almost never land on one. It's not like a key number, right? I mean, like, you just play the money line anyway. Pay the extra 20 cents, whatever it is, and just not even worry about the idea that this thing could land on one or two. And just, I mean, at that point, the money is so negotiable, if you ask me.
Okay. I mean, look, the odds of it landing one are not great. I guess what it's landed, I'm bringing it up here. Final score margin in the NFL. It lands on three the most, seven, then six, yep. then 10, then four, then 14, yep. and then yep. one. So it's like the seventh most likely landing. It's only happened in 4% of the NFL games over the last
right. And of years. The six most common scores, one out of seven is like what? 16%, right? Somewhere in that range, 17%?
Yeah, so, three is 16%. Seven is 9%.
No, I'm saying like out of the seven most favorable possibilities, right? Mm-hmm. Which one is as far as the length, you know, three, seven, you know, six, 10, four, one. If you're just looking at from the odds, like there's only a 16% chance that it's going to land on one of those numbers. And it's the lowest of the numbers that it would land on. You follow what I'm saying? Like my double math there.
You know, yeah, I'm actually doing it right now. no, it'd be more than that. It'd be 37, 41. It lands on 3, 7, 6, 10, 4, 14, and 1, 40% of the time. One of those seven numbers.
Yeah, one, but I'm saying there's an equal 14% chance out of those seven outcomes. Is one out of seven is 14%, right? 14.2%. So there's only a 14.2% chance that it's going to land on any one of those numbers out of the seven outcomes. That is the one that has landed on. One is the one that's landed on the least out of the seven. So the percentage is even less than that. So my point is, bring it back to what I said, was that, and I'm not sure if math works out that way. Somebody correct me on Twitter and tell me I'm an idiot. That's fine. Won't be the first. Won't be the last. That said, why even mess with it? For the 20 cents, I'm saving myself the heartache of and the headache of having to sweat the idea that somebody could miss an extra point and the game could go on one. It's not even worth my time.
And actually, I can kind of second that. The worst loss in sports betting, in my opinion, is, well, the worst might be betting an under and then you go to overtime and it goes over. That one hurts a lot. And the mm-hmm. other one that hurts a lot is when you lay 1.5, like minus 1.5 with the favorite, and it lands one and they win by 1 point. So therefore, everybody's happy, but you lose your bet. That might be the worst in all of sports betting, in my opinion. Let me know where I'm wrong, where he's wrong, at Mark Zeno, at Drew Martin Betts on Twitter, at SportsGrid TV, guys. Breaking down the Super Bowl 58 from Las Vegas, Nevada. First looks here, guys. Thanks for joining us. Sirius Channel 159 radio affiliates across the country. We got a short break. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Pro Football Full Circle right here on SportsGrid. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno here for another 35 minutes or so, guys, getting you ready for Super Bowl 58 from Las Vegas, Nevada, Kansas City Chiefs. And the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers minus one in the hook as the short favorite. 47.5 is what we're seeing in early market trading 2 weeks out from the Super Bowl. I'll actually project this line, guys, go on record. I think Kansas City's going to go off as either 1-point dogs, pick 'em, or even minus one favorites. That's how I think it closes. I think it kind of the market, the bettors out there. Which this is, you know, arguably the one game really of the whole calendar year where public betting can actually move the market, just because so many new sports bettors want to bet on the Super Bowl. And that money really piles up to where it can actually overtake kind of the sharper looks, because there's so much more money on it. And maybe there's something to the Taylor Swift aspect, you know, Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, kind of those big names that command a lot of like attention from the more public bettor. I don't know. It's just kind of a look there. You know, I could see Kansas City going off, you know, pick 'em plus one, minus one there. So maybe a half a tick more here towards the Chiefs, maybe a full point, maybe even two. It's already moved down a half a point. That's the way I would project it in terms of like looking at where this line is going. So in my opinion, guys, if you like the Chiefs side of things, maybe look to bet on them sooner than later, I would say in the next 24 hours. Also want to take a look here towards some of the early props for the Super Bowl. Now, the Super Bowl side total, of course, bet it if you'd like, you know, whatever. But a lot of these bets for the Super Bowl are going to be in the prop market, which, you know, you could bet on the first Chiefs drive result here. Super Bowl props, punt plus 110, field goal attempt plus 380, touchdown plus 250, any other result plus 500. If you're new to sports betting, just think of it. These numbers are all off of a $100 wager. Therefore, if they punted, you would risk $100. And if they do punt on their first drive result, you will receive $110 of winnings. Mark, are you liking anything with the first prop up here? First Chiefs drive result.
I mean, I would play the field goal just based off the price.
Okay.
The field goal touchdown would be picked. Place they're probably giving way too much credit to the punt, to be honest with you. You give Andy Reid 15 plays to script off the beginning against any defense, more often than I like their chances to put points up on the board. So I would probably play the field goal attempt. And again, and guys, it says field goal attempt, doesn't say field goal. Field goal attempt, which means that they just have to attempt a field goal, not make it. So on the off chance the idiot kicker shanks it or pushes it wherever, you know, that's.
Good point. Important. I mean, also keep in mind, probably both teams, Mark, are going to want to jump out for the lead. So if they have the ball at, you know, the 35-yard line and it's fourth down, I would think they're going to try to kick a field goal to get that three-point lead.
Well, play depending from on the, from what the distance is, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if it's 35, that'd be...
They might not go for it. It's fourth and two. They'll probably go for it.
Yeah. So I would say that there's actually more likelihood of a chance of a long field goal. And therefore, thought that was a good point in terms of field goal attempt, guys. Keep that in mind. I will say this about the punt. We just saw it there, plus 110. That number has changed dramatically in the last 4 years, because actually the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl, it was February 2nd, 2020, right before the world shut down in Hard Rock Stadium, Miami. Kansas City won it 31-20 over the San Francisco 49ers. So this is a rematch, you know, 4 years later. I actually bet the Chiefs to punt on their first drive. And that was a straight pick 'em, minus 105 on each side, but it was either score or punt. There wasn't four outcomes, which means now that particular bet isn't out yet. That's the way I personally would bet this. I always like to bet prop markets where there's two outcomes, guys, because you either win or you lose, you know, in terms of does it the outcome say what the way you went or not. This has, you know, four outcomes that could happen. So I believe there's more of an opportunity for the sports books to kind of rake in more money with that prop bet. But that's just my look here, guys. That the punt, because it's the Super Bowl, there's a lot more fanfare. The timing is thrown off before kickoff, meaning the players are standing out there longer. And I think that affects the offense more than the defense. But again, I'll go back to it's about the number, like Mark just talked about. And that has actually shifted. The market has shifted on that. So I think the value there is out the window. There's not as much value as there used to be 5 years ago. I think more people are in tune to that. Let's talk another Super Bowl prop here, Mark. First 49ers drive result. I'll read it out for you guys. Plus 115 on the punt. So they're giving a little bit more credit here to the Chiefs offense than the Niners offense, at least going up against their opposing defenses. Plus 240 on the touchdown, plus 380 on the field goal attempt, and then plus 500 on any other. I'm thinking any other is just a turnover or safety. I can't think of any other result that would happen. Correct me if I'm wrong out there, guys. At Drew Martin Betts on Twitter.
Turnover on downs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or, you know, pick six, what I mean, you know, any interception, obviously, but yeah, it's either turnover on downs, interception, safety. Those are the other drive results you can think of.
Yeah. So do you like anything here? First 49ers drive result?
Again, I would go back to the
field goal.
I mean, I'd go back to the field goal attempt. It just, you know, it's either field goal or touchdown. You're getting a little bit better number, shorter number here on the field goal, which is on the touchdown, rather, which is interesting. The Chiefs are plus 250. The Niners are plus 240. But yet the punt odds are longer. Touchdown odds are shorter. Does that make sense to you?
I guess so. To tell you the truth, I haven't dug deep into how these teams have their first drive have done in the past. I mean, the Chiefs, Frank was saying behind the scenes, what they've scored six straight games on their first drive. I think that matters, you know, how offenses perform on the first drive. I think there's a carryover to that. That's one thing I would throw in there. But off the bat, yeah, give me field goal plus the big plus price there. Also keep in mind, it's in a dome. You know, artificial turf there. There's not going to be wind to kind of, you know, bring into the coaching aspect, maybe not to do something. We'll talk another prop here, guys. First Chiefs scoring play, minus 210 on the touchdown. Maybe it's a little correlated here. Plus 145 on the field goal, plus 5,000 on the safety. I believe a safety did happen, you know, a bunch of Super Bowls ago, but it has happened, guys, on that plus 5,000.
It was the Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium. When the first snap game after the opening kickoff went over Peyton Manning's head and out of the end zone. Yeah. And right there, anybody who bet the Broncos with the greatest offense maybe ever in history knew that your bet was dead. You were absolutely dead in the water. As soon as that happened, you should have just shut the game off and walked away. Because if I wasn't in a room with about 35 other people watching that game, that's exactly what I would have done. Shut the game off and walk away. Period.
Yeah, that was the biggest blowout, at least of recent times. 43-8 was the final score.
Yeah. I mean, you had 55-10, 56-10, I think it was another one. Or 46-10 in favor of the Patriots, 55-10 in favor of the Niners. Yeah, you've had some real stinkers.
Stan Humphries and the San Diego Chargers punching their ticket in only to get demolished.
45-19, is that right?
Was it?
God, okay. If I'm right on that, I'm going to be really impressed myself. Now you want me to, now I have to check it out real quick.
When was that?
That was a long time ago. It was 94 season. 49-26. I was one touchdown off. But yeah, it was 49-26. Oh, then you had 52-17 in favor of Buffalo. Dallas over Buffalo. And you've only had one single Super Bowl. By the way, you've only had one single Super Bowl decided by a point. So there is that. So there's no reason at all, folks, for you to bet the side on this money line.
If it lands one, that's getting clipped here, Mark. You know we're going back when they say Joe Robbie Stadium for where the Dolphins play now. It's now Hard Rock Stadium, but that was that San Diego, San Francisco Joe Robbie Stadium.
That was the Steve.
The what? Steve Young, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it is the 10-year anniversary of that safety. 43-8. That was in 2014, MetLife Stadium, like you correctly pointed out.
Remember all the consternation about the Super Bowl being played outdoors in cold weather? Remember that?
Oh,
my God, how dare they put MetLife Stadium? Yeah, well, worked out just fine. At least for Seattle, it did. And two cold weather teams that played outdoors anyway, so what did it matter? It's like they weren't used to it. Peyton was in Denver for a long time. He threw more touchdowns in one season in Denver than he ever did in Indianapolis. Threw 56 touchdowns that year, 55 touchdowns that year. That's more than he ever threw in Indy when he was outdoors. That was one of the top seven offenses of all time, that 2013 Broncos team that didn't win the Super Bowl. And then 2 years later, Peyton Manning was throwing wobbling ducks all over the place, and they shut down the best offense in the league in Carolina. A year that I had bet on Denver. Learned my lesson after that one. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Then he walked out on top. And who would have known he would have been a heck of a mic man. You know, he's got a lot of talent.
Don't you remember those cut that meat commercials? Cut that meat. Remember those commercials?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he's very entertaining. And one of the better quarterbacks of NFL history. Patrick Mahomes on that list. Mark Zeno, Drew Martin, breaking it all down on the other side. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid, Sirius Channel 159 Radio, affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno. He's on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Betts. We got at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV, getting you ready for Super Bowl 58, Sunday, February 11th, Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas, Nevada, San Francisco here. -1 in the hook as the favorite. Actually, we're even seeing a little bit more movement here, down to -1 point favorites, 47.5 being the total. I think the NFL likes this matchup, Mark. I think they would take it. There's not too much of a Cinderella story. We get Patrick Mahomes, get Travis Kelce, the Taylor Swifties involved in San Francisco, the one seed out of the NFC, big market there. Overall, you think the NFL is kind of proud of the product they're going to be putting out there for the Super Bowl, or you think they would have rather had another matchup?
No, I mean, I don't think the NFL cares. The Super Bowl is the biggest thing, you know, biggest ticket in sports, and I really don't think they give a rip what matchup. Everyone's going to watch, so they don't really care what matchup is what. I think people try to make something out of nothing with that.
Sure, Super Bowl matchups here, guys. We also kind of you can kind of bet on exact scores. There's something trending on Twitter here. Our producer Frank helping us out. There was a magician, Oz Perriman. He guessed Mecole Hardman's Super Bowl prediction of the Jets over the 49ers +8,000 on a Hard Knock earlier in the season. Since then, he has moved on to the Chiefs. So if you're into that kind of stuff, 31-21, 20% of the bets at MGM have been placed on this exact outcome. However, all of those bets lost because it won't be the Jets in the game. 31-21, though, if you like those exact score props. Mark, any other props you want to throw out there that you kind of have circled, maybe have already fired on for this Super Bowl?
I haven't begun to look at props yet. I mean, look, there's a lot of popular ones that are out there now. Will there be three consecutive scores is always a popular one. You didn't get that. Did you get that from the Chiefs today? I think you did, because they went up 14-7, then 17-7. No, they did not. They didn't get a third consecutive score. But that's always a popular one, you know, where you can get like a score, then a score before the half, and they get the ball back and they score three straight times. You know, three unanswered scores is always a popular one. Will the kickoff be a touchback? In recent years, has become a very popular one. And usually the answer is yes, that it will. It usually is a touchback. Usually the answer is no, that it's not a touchback. And the reason why is because what happens, Pat McAfee told this story years ago when he kicked off for the Colts in the Super Bowl against the Bears. The game ball that they use and they present on the field at the coin toss and everything else that is presented, that ball is handed directly to the kicker to kick. They have to kick that ball off, because then that ball goes to the Hall of Fame. The problem is that Pat McAfee said that they overinflate those balls. Kicker balls are a little bit deflated, you know, so they can get into them. And Pat McAfee told the story that he thought he almost broke his foot when he kicked the ball so hard, you know, because it was overinflated that he hurt his foot. And the ball ends up going short because it's not as inflated as much. So Pat McAfee told that story years ago when he first got in the media, and everybody started betting, will the kickoff be a touchback? No. And now they've made it so heavily skewed that no was like -250.
Yeah, I know personally, because I bet it as well. And then last year, it went down in flames, so took the loss on that. To pump the brakes a little bit on that guy. I almost feel like the NFL might change that philosophy because it's so like well known, but No, it's an interesting one there. I'll say this as well, guys, for like kind of projecting where this line is going. If you've been betting on the San Francisco 49ers, we talked about it. You know, the start they got off to in the season. And Mark, I think you said something like odds makers were saying they'd be 5-point favorites over everybody in the NFL. And then they were hosting the Baltimore Ravens on Christmas as 6.5-point favorites. And they went down 33-19, including that game. The 49ers are just 1-4 their last five games, losing both playoff games. I'm talking against the spread here, guys. So if you've been betting on the 49ers lately, you've been losing some money, just 1-4 against the spread. Yeah.
They've lost straight at home, this year. They've failed to cover 7 consecutive games at home.
Okay. And then 1-4 against the spread overall. And opposing to the Chiefs here, winning 5 straight down the stretch. Starting with the Cincinnati Bengals, they won 25-17 as 7-point favorites. Last game of the season against the LA Chargers, they won that game 13-12. They actually went off as 3-point dogs, you know, resting a lot of starters. And then they've won and covered their 3 playoff games, beating the Dolphins 26-7. And that cold football game, they beat Buffalo on the road in Buffalo, 27-24 is the 2.5-point dog. And then just today, beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-10 as 4.5-point underdog. Patrick Mahomes as an underdog has been a great bet. I think those are all kind of, you know, what can I say, headlines that we're going to be hearing over the next 2 weeks. That might shift the line as well. So kind of some more, I guess, arrows to put out there of why the Chiefs might take some money. But Mark, are you still on the side of San Francisco might take more money, or any other kind of last projections here on where this line ends, both side and total?
I think most of the public is going to run to bet Kansas City here. I mean, that's just feels like the way it's going to go. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kansas City close as a favorite when it's all said and done. That wouldn't shock me. But again, folks, if you're going to bet this game, just bet the money line. Like, stop worrying about the points at this point. You know, I mean, I don't see the Niners taking more money here. I mean, this might get to minus 125, minus 130 if they get to 2, 2.5, somewhere in that range, right? But even at that, I'm not even worried about it. What have you learned more than anything in the NFL playoffs? And look, it happened twice to the Niners, okay? That in the NFL playoffs, the point spread doesn't matter. Just pick the winner. Two of the three times it didn't happen, where the winner didn't win outright and cover the spread, or the favorite didn't win cover the spread, or the dog went outright, twice against the Niners this week and last week, and the other time was the Rams covering against the Lions in a game that the Lions should have lost. I'll go to my grave saying the Lions deserve to lose that game. And if Sean McVay wasn't an idiot, again, coaching, can't handicap stupid coaching decisions, yeah.
You see it here, guys. Moneyline, San Francisco, minus 120 at FanDuel right now. Plus 102 for the dog, Kansas City Chiefs. Risk 100 to win 102 on the Chiefs. Risk 120 to win 100 on the San Francisco 49ers. Patrick Mahomes back in the Super Bowl. We got to bring up this kind of talking point here. Where are we ranking him right now, Mark Zeno, on the all-time list of quarterbacks, my man? Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Outside the top 10. I'm not having this stupid conversation with a guy who's only played 6 years in the league. I don't care. Outside the top. I'm not even putting him in the top 10 right now. So I'm not entertaining this stupidity. Okay. Let's just say, for argument's sake, they win the Super Bowl, but in the third quarter, he breaks his leg and never plays football again. Are you putting him in the top 10 right now? I'm not.
Top 10? Man. I think he's on the cusp. I mean, how many names can you think of off the top of your head that you're putting in front of him, Mark?
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I mean, you really want to do this? Tom Brady,
yeah,
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I do.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, John Elway. I mean, I would even go so far as to put Drew Brees, you know, given all of his passing numbers, even though I don't think Drew Brees is all that good. Personally, I think Sean Payton was the deal that made that whole thing run. You know, there's a certain amount of even older quarterbacks that you have to put into the conversation. But right now, Aaron Rodgers, I have to pull up. Now you're going to make me pull up the list because you're asking me to remember them all.
Nah, it's okay, man. Don't worry about it. I just thought, you know, some people talking about that out there.
Let's see. Brett Favre. What is that? Seven I'm up to. I mean, again, I don't want to get into the older guys, but Unitas, for the era Montana. That they played, take that into account. Montana, Tarkenton. I mean, you know, for the era that – do you want to put Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning in that conversation of two Super Bowls? I mean
– no.
You don't,
I'm
you don't
taking
have
Patrick
to.
Mahomes over Eli Manning, over Ben Roethlisberger. I'm taking him over Brett Favre. I mean, from what I saw. But, hey, I don't know, guys. A little bit of a talking point here. Patrick Mahomes, where does he rank? At Mark Zeno, at Drew Martin Betts, at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Man, we got a big game here, guys. San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, 47.5. We haven't talked much total. It's in Las Vegas, fast track, controlled climate. What do you like in totals-wise here, Mark?
I mean, you're seeing 47.5 pasted across the board at this point. I'll be curious to see if it moves in any size, way, shape, or form heavily before the morning comes in. The public is going to run to bet the over. And if you want to bet the over, do it now before it gets to 48. You bet numbers. Remember that 47 and 48 are both key totals. So when you talk about, we talked about the games that land on, right, the most, when we talk about key numbers. So this is 23-24 season, but I don't want to use just
41,
this year.
43, 41, 37, 41, 44.
Right? 51, 47, 48 are usually the key numbers that you're looking at. 47 and 48 are both key numbers, but the reason why you don't get 48 as much as opposed to 47, because typically 24 and 24 means a tie. That means it's not going to land there, right? But anyway, yeah. If you want the over, I would get it before it goes to 48.
And just, you know, looking at today's kind of scores with Kansas City and Baltimore going well under, but then Detroit and San Francisco going well over 34-31. And with San Francisco kind of coming on there in the third quarter, you could kind of feel that over coming in. And really with Baltimore, the way that they played offensively, I don't feel like that total had much of a shot. Weather issues as well. Lamar Jackson, we talked about it earlier in the show. Man, 8 carries. What are you doing there? Both play calling and really some of it on his shoulders as well. How the athletic ability that you have, how are you not running the football more? Even if it's a play, you know, that's called as a pass, you know, he has the ability to do so. I'm kind of still memorized by that. But yeah, guys, totals wise, I agree with Mark. I think there's going to be over money. So if you like the over in this game, it's 47 across the board. FanDuel Sportsbook, that's what we're posting right now. And 47 in the hook, could see it ticking to 48, 48.5. Who knows? Maybe touching near 50. Doubt it gets that high, though, guys. I would, if you're making me kind of pick a number that it closes at, I would say this closes Kansas City minus 1 point favorite, 48.5 as the total. If you're making me project what I think it closes at, that's what I would go. Kansas City, so a flip favorite here is San Francisco open 2. I think we get a full 3-point line move to Kansas City minus the 1. Patrick Mahomes, Kelsey, all the Swifties involved, all the public bettors pushing the Chiefs up to the favorite. I think we get a little bit of over money. Last looks on the other side here, guys, for Super Bowl 58. Don't go anywhere. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid. Final segment for you. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno, Sirius Channel 159, radio affiliates across the country. Thank you for joining us. Follow Mark on Twitter, at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter, at Drew Martin Betts, at Sports Grid, at SportsGrid TV. Huge shout out to Frank and Matt behind the scenes making it happen from the producer's role. We got final thoughts here in the final segment. 49ers and Chiefs for Super Bowl 58, Sunday, February 11th. So we do have extra preparation time, guys. No game next week. Las Vegas, Nevada, Allegiant Stadium. That is where the Raiders play their home games, as does UNLV. We do have the 49ers and Chiefs both staying at Lake Las Vegas, off the strip there, about 30 minutes east of Las Vegas. And we will have the Chiefs practicing at the Raiders facilities in Henderson, Nevada, which is pretty much like the city right next door to Las Vegas. And the 49ers will be using UNLV's practice facilities. So a little bit of a layout there leading up to the Super Bowl. But Mark Zeno, great show as always, my friend. And any final thoughts you want to throw out there to sports bettors getting them ready for the Super Bowl?
I mean, bet against Patrick Mahomes at your own risk. As an underdog, it's a risky proposition. That's all I'll say. You know, but this is setting up that, you know, again, the side is not really going to matter. So I suggest you pick the money line, whichever side you think is going to win. My guess is throughout the course of the next 2 weeks, a lot of money is going to come in on the Chiefs as an underdog because the public will do so and not want to bet against Patrick Mahomes. And let's see how long makers hold the line on keeping the number where it is before they flip the spread.
Well said there, Mark. And we'll say this about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Each of the last two games going off as the underdog, +2.5 against Buffalo, +4.5 against Baltimore, winning them both outright as the dog. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Drew Martin. That does it for Pro Football Full Circle. Come back next week, guys. We will be here right here on Sports Grid.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.